If you live in a central city, it is hard to miss the arrival of electric scooters in recent years. You see these little battery-powered vehicles, very visible on the sidewalks, waiting for the next rider. Well, the scooter company Lime is going even more electric in a way that may be hard to notice, but NPR's Camila Domonoske did.
Scooter companies like to emphasize that they're good for the environment because a scooter doesn't have a tailpipe. Andrew Savage is the head of sustainability at Lime, the biggest scooter company.
All of our scooters and e-bikes are already electric, already powered by renewables.
But behind the scenes, there is some gas guzzling. Lime has a fleet of vans that move scooters around to put them at popular pickup locations. Now, Savage says,
we're going to take the vans and the vehicles used to manage those programs and transition those to zero emissions as well.
For now, he's talking about a few hundred vehicles, but Lime is not the only company planning to get more eco-friendly behind the scenes. IKEA, Unilever, DHL, and Amazon are all interested in electrifying their fleets, and fleet vehicles are everywhere. Think delivery trucks and maintenance vans, police cars, school buses, and a major shift may be coming. One research firm predicts 2 million electric fleet vehicles today will rise to 70 million in a decade, 12% of all fleet vehicles. Ted Walker is with Guidehouse.
Given the lifespan of vehicles, 12% population will require a significant portion of new vehicles sold being plug-in electric vehicles.
Companies are interested in becoming more sustainable, like Lime is, but there are other reasons that selling electric vehicles to companies can be easier than selling it to individuals. You can sell a lot of them at once. Then there's the price.
Electric vehicles are going to have a higher purchase price, but there's a lower maintenance, lower fuel cost.
Most of us focus on that sticker shock, but fleet operators calculate the lifetime cost of a vehicle. Or consider range anxiety. Batteries take time to recharge, so some people worry about running out of juice if they take a long trip, even if they usually just drive their commute. Fleet operators know how far their cars go. Steve Burns is the CEO of Lordstown Motors, which is making a pickup truck specifically to sell to fleets.
We're catering mostly to people that stay local, whether that's a florist, a landscaper, a police officer. We can go 250 miles on a charge. Most of these type of folks go 60 or 70 miles a day.
There are some logistical challenges. Fleet operators have to set up charging infrastructure, for instance. But there's another problem. That Lordstown Motors truck isn't available yet. And Andrew Savage from Lime says for electric vans, too, the U.S. doesn't have many options.
It's only a small handful, and the supply is actually quite constrained.
So companies are waiting on automakers to catch up with demand. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.